Man pleads guilty to firebombing Wisconsin pro-life organization. By Catherine Hamilton on November 24, 2023. A man pleaded guilty this week to the 2022 firebombing of a Wisconsin pro-life organization, an attack which occurred just days after someone leaked the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the invented constitutional right to abortion. Madison resident Radhan Dusankar Roy Chowdhury, 30, signed a plea agreement on November 20, admitting to attacking the Madison headquarters of Wisconsin Family Action. Roy Chowdhury signed the agreement in exchange for the recommendation he not receive a maximum punishment of 20 years behind bars, LifeSite News reported Wednesday. A judge is set to review the plea deal on December 1. Related video: pro-life activists harassed by woman outside Family Planning Associates building in Los Angeles. The fiery attack occurred early in the morning on May 8, 2022. Law enforcement responded to an active fire at the organization's building and found the remnants of two mason jars, one of which was singed but had not successfully caught fire. The outside of the building was spray-painted with "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," as well as a large A and the number 1312, a derogatory acronym that numerically stands for a cop, all cops are bastards. According to the DOJ, law enforcement identified Roy Chowdhury as a possible suspect in March 2023. Local police officers observed Roy Chowdhury dispose of food in a public trash can and were able to recover it and collect DNA from the food. On March 17, 2023, a forensic biologist tested the two DNA samples and found that they matched and were likely from the same person. That same month, law enforcement arrested Roy Chowdhury at the Boston Logan International Airport, where he was planning to fly to Guatemala City. He was charged with one count of attempting to cause damage by means of fire or an explosive, which carries a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years and a maximum of 20 years in prison, according to officials. Related video: brutal man tackles, beats pro-life activists outside Baltimore Planned Parenthood. The firebombing was one of dozens of attacks against pro-life organizations and churches following the leak of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. According to trackers kept by Catholic Vote, 88 pro-life organizations and pregnancy centers have been attacked since the decision was leaked, along with 214 Catholic churches. Even so, Roy Chowdhury is one of the few pro-abortion extremists who have been arrested, as the DOJ continues to go after pro-life activists under FACE Act charges. Roy Chowdhury's crime was not the only incident that Wisconsin Family Action endured, either, LifeSite reported. Following the attack, the group received a series of angry and threatening voicemails from pro-abortion radicals, including "Burn, Little Jesus Freaks" and other death wishes, a declaration that the arsonist was a true American patriot, obscenities, general expressions of contempt, and a suggestion that pro-abortion violence was some sort of logical progression from abortion activists unsuccessfully trying for years to deal with this non-violently. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.